KBPS and the Oregon Music Educators Association present the 2019 OMEA District 1 All-City Band Concert, featuring the Portland All-City Middle School Honor Band and the All-City High School Honor Band. Here is Portland Public Schools Visual and Performing Arts Administrator, Kristen Brayson.
Good evening, everybody. It is so great to see you all here tonight. We are more than proud of this monumentous occasion here in the Jefferson High School Auditorium. You should know this is a remarkable occasion because this is the first time in 30 plus years that we've had a 6 through 12 All-City Honor Band Concert. This all reflects the encouraging direction arts education is going for Portland Public Schools. We don't have to look far to be grateful for what we have here today. We've got a community that's coming around and supporting our artists, our young budding artists, and we have lots of people at the central office now who are making big changes and listening to the visioning for the future of Portland Public Schools and arts education. We want to acknowledge that even though the arts tax only funds K-5 education, it does provide opportunities in our K-5 schools for students to really imagine and explore what arts can be in their lives and to look at the possibilities for how they can deepen that learning as they move into programs like this, where they get to self-actualize as an artist moving up through the levels and ranks into something that could possibly be a scholarship for college or a career in the future. With that being said, we really want to acknowledge a couple programs that are in their nascent stages. So on the stage tonight for middle school, we have two programs that have been in existence for only 3 years, and that's Ockley Green Middle School. Yay! And we have George Middle School here too. Years ago, we had a vision of starting to expand arts education and specifically music in the Roosevelt Cluster. And we are so excited that George is on stage with us tonight because that represents a program that hasn't been in existence for 30 years at George Middle School. And then the last two are big ones. These are ones that we've all survived together, which is we have opened two new middle schools, Tubman and Roseway Heights, and they are here tonight. Both of those programs have brand new band programs, and those kids have only been playing since September. So we are so honored that they're here with us, and we are so excited that we get to wrap our arms around them with joy. Without further ado, we'd like to introduce the All-City Middle School Honor Band under the direction of Sarah Hemphill.
Thank you so much. It's my honor to be here and work with these fine students. We have 12 middle schools represented on stage here in an awesome experience that we had this week. These kids have worked so, so hard, and I keep telling them that. I'm so proud of them. They've always had great attitudes, rehearsed like champions for 7 hours a day, which is hard for anybody, especially when you're 13, and they've responded really, really well. It's been my pleasure to work with them, and this wouldn't be possible without fantastic band directors and band programs that they come from. Can you please give all of the high school and middle school band directors a round of applause. As a native Oregonian, it is really awesome to see how Portland Public School is starting to support music really well again and really wanting to revive this. And so this has been a really exciting experience. We hope you enjoy our program.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. My name is Gary Reiler. I'm the chair for OMEA, Oregon Music Educators District Number 1, which is in Portland. And me and a few friends decided it would be a great idea to have the middle school band and high school honor bands happen at the same event. Our district has had the middle school event happen with middle school and choir at the same event in the past, and we thought letting kids see what they could become in the near future would be a great idea. So what you see before you is the, as far as we know, first high school honor band in the state of Portland. I'd like to extend a gracious thank you to our host. Margaret Calvert is the principal here at Jefferson High School, and if she's around or in the audience, I'd love the house lights to come up so we can have her stand and be recognized. I want to say one more thing. I've been teaching for 30 years. My first job was at Roosevelt High School back in 1980. And there was a band program at George that fed Roosevelt at that time. And after my 2 years at Roosevelt, I moved on and became an assistant band director at San Barlow High School with Chuck Bolton. Yes. And it was that following year that George closed their band program, and it lay dormant for a very long time. So it's so exciting to see Mr. McCutcheon reviving that program. I'm really excited for you to hear this group. I've heard them working very hard. They worked 7 hours a day as well. And you're going to hear some really wonderful playing tonight. And I can't thank enough Dr. Robert Pano. He's super excited to see this happening in Portland and just has been gracious and worked this group just down to the bone. I mean, I don't know if they have anything left. We'll find out. Without further ado, the High School Honor Band under the direction of Dr. Robert Pano.
Thank you. Thanks so much. That's a kind of festive number called Réjouissance, kind of a celebration of all things joyful. So going in an entirely different direction. This next piece is entitled Fantasy on a Japanese Folk Song, which by itself is not particularly descriptive. But there's actually a very specific program note that goes with this, a kind of story. I'll give you the short version. It's based on the Japanese children's song, Tsuneyama. And in our story, it's about this young Japanese girl. This is one of her favorite songs. She loves to sing it over and over again, and she likes to be by the ocean. So you actually might see her a few ocean sounds with this. And it's kind of, in a brief fashion, kind of the story of her life in the sense that as she grows up, she falls in love with this American, and they make their way across the ocean. And even though they're filled with love, there's this real longing in her all the time. She still misses her homeland. She loves her family. She loves her husband, all that. But there's always this longing. And so throughout it, there's these kind of sad moments, which reach kind of a climax at one point where she's really torn about which life. Did she choose the right life for herself? But after that, you know, she and her husband embrace and all is well. And the final few bars, it's represented as she opens this music box at the end and just kind of reminisces about her life as a child. So this is Fantasy on a Japanese Folk Song by Samuel Hazo. Thank you. You know, I know it's only like my 39th year of teaching and making music, but I'm still totally mystified by the fact that you can bring together a group of musicians with nothing but silly little spots and squiggles on a piece of paper. They come together and they just do this magical thing. I don't understand it. I don't. And for me, and I'm absolutely serious about this, what's unique is this only exists for a moment in time. This particular group of people, these deep artists and musicians, get together, and then it's gone. It's sort of like one of those Tibetan sand mandalas, you know, where they make that beautiful thing, and then as soon as they're done, they sweep it away. It's like that. So it only exists for a moment in time. And let that sink in, because it's just magical. So lots of gratitude for that. We'll talk a little bit after this next piece. This next piece by John Mackey was composed in 2008, and it's given the title Undertow. And Mr. Mackey doesn't tell us what it's about, but it's this kind of high energy piece with kind of bookends, kind of beginning sections and final sections, and kind of a long building middle section. One thing that's I think a bit unique about it, and I'm saying this particularly for people who might tap their feet to music, you know, which is nice. It's unusual for music written in our country or in Europe, because, you know, most of our music is like built in meters of 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, or maybe 1, 2, 3, 1, or if you're in a hurry, 1, 2, 1, 2, like that, you know. But this one is actually built in 15 quick beats. I mean, for you musician types, you'd write it as 15-8, which is really weird. And I only bring it to your attention because it's really mind-boggling for most of us, except they got it right away, and they make it sound easy. But do know that if you are a foot tapper, you may find yourself constantly on the wrong beat and you don't know why. It's not your fault, okay? So this is Undertow by John Mackey. Thank you. before we play our final piece, I am so grateful this is taking place. This is like the great reboot of the honor bands here. And I beg you, keep this going. I was so excited when Gary Reiler and Emmett McCutcheon contacted me about the possibility of doing this. And understand, this is like the craziest part of the year in my office. And I said immediately, absolutely, this has to happen. This has to happen. And it was kind of funny because I serve as assistant dean at the University of Oregon School of Music. And my colleague, the associate dean for undergraduate studies, his name is Mike Gross. He's a graduate of Jefferson High School. And he told me the story how his band director many years ago corralled him, if you've ever been in the band room, on the stairway going up to the office and said, "Hey, you should play tuba." And Mike goes, "What?" You know, he goes, "You should play tuba because you could probably get a scholarship." He goes, "Okay." And by golly, he did. He began as a music major, did his undergraduate studies at PSU, and then did his graduate studies at Northwestern University, where he distinguished himself incredibly, and was a professional tuba player for a long time in Georgia, Florida, and there. And then he decided it was time to come home. So the upshot is he was so excited that band is here, not only in the district, but in this space. So he made me actually go around the building and take pictures. I know, of his old I was kind of hoping there were some like initials carved somewhere, but I couldn't find any. But I want to give that up to Mike Gross too. So please, I beg you, keep this going. This is so important, and bless you. There's such energy right now among the administration and among the teachers here. Let this catch fire, because I don't care what people do with it. They don't have to go and become music majors, but it can be a part of your lives. And I know for me, in a lot of ways, it was a lifesaver. I'm not saying that I was headed for a life of crime, you know, or anything like that. But, you know, as a little kid, you know, a bit of a lost soul, wiggly, ADD-ish, you know, kid. And then I found music and I went, oh my gosh, I have to do that thing. And I'm still doing it and I love it. And it's such an important part of my life. And no matter what profession I'd chosen, I needed that part of my soul accessed. And it doesn't happen just through thinking about it or knowing that it exists. It's actually doing it. So thank you so much for being a part of this. And let's keep this going. For our final piece, we're going to take you to the circus, a piece by Robert Sheldon called In the Center Ring. So enjoy, children of all ages. Thank you.
I'm David Kays. I'm the band director at Lincoln High School. And as was mentioned before, there is a great movement in our district. And something I'd like you to think about doing is going to the PPS website on the homepage. At the top banner, there is a survey that you can take. It's only 4 questions, and it's going to help the visioning process that our district is going through to get your voice into the process. So let's give another round of applause for both bands. My goodness. My goodness. Thank you all for coming. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Oregon Music Educators Association District 1 All-City Band Concert, recorded in the Jefferson High School Auditorium, January 23, 2019. This has been a presentation of the OMEA and AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public Schools.